It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's March 31st or April 1st, and that's no fooling. Where did March go? I know we had a plethora of snow, and I think many of us are glad that the snow has finally stopped, although I'm a big skier. I enjoyed the Winter Wild Series running up and down mountains. The last one I did was Cannon Mountain. But the race season has begun in earnest. If you're listening to this on March 31st, it's the Gilmington Road Race, the first race in the Car Series. And on Sunday, April 8th, is Red's race in Dover. And I also want to put out a big shout-out to John Mortimer's Millennium Running Team. On March 24th and March 25th, there was the halfway or the St. Patrick's Day race, and it was a half marathon on the 24th and a two-miler on the 25th. And a big shout-out to all my friends, I guess, who came to the book signing. I really appreciated that. That was on March 21st, Wednesday, March 21st at Gibson, my new book on being present, a fancy way of saying basically being mindful. And the book is co-authored with Professor Annabelle Burrell, and it tells the tale of many people at Northeast Delta Dental that have used mindfulness to really improve their home life when in turn improves their professional life as well. And also, we had over 100 people at the Mental Health Conference on Tuesday, March 28th. That was at Southern New Hampshire. Delta Dental organized that with Dartmouth Hitchcock. We had both national and local speakers talking about the hidden costs of mental health in the workforce. So it was really great. So in addition to running and wellness sports, one of the great things about this radio show, it's given me a great opportunity to learn about a lot of things. I mean, I think I'm pretty well connected in New Hampshire, but I did not know that there was such a strategic tick prevention program. And I learned about this. Delta Dental does benefit fairs every year. And we had one of the organizations come in, Yaya Organics, and I learned about tick prevention. So joining me this weekend, the 31st and April 1st, and by the way, if you celebrate it, happy Easter, is the co-founder, owner, and chief creative officer, Rebecca O'Connor from Yaya Organics. Rebecca, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
And the honor is mine. So that's quite a mouthful of titles. So you must be very busy. So tell us, let's start before we really get into ticks. Let's talk about your company, Yaya Organics, how you got it started, where you're located, and your background.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the company started in 2014, and my mother and I started the company, but I didn't really have a plan to be an entrepreneur or to start an all-natural products company. It just sort of happened. As a mother, I couldn't ignore the tick problem outside. The ticks were just everywhere, and we were no fools to the fact that deer ticks carry Lyme disease, and we had already been on antibiotics. My mother had been on several antibiotic rounds just for getting tick bites in her backyard. And so in 2014, I was trying to teach my very young son how to crawl and explore in the grass. He was very curious, and we wanted more than anything to just go romp around in the woods and have fun, but I couldn't ignore these ticks, and I wanted to do something about it without using chemicals, without spraying myself or my kids with DEET or permethrin, which are neurotoxic. So I went to a tick talk by sort of a tick expert at the time at our local library.
I like
library.
That TikTok. I like it.
Yeah.
Captured the imagination there. Yeah.
So we learned a lot about prevention there, and it opened my eyes to the prevalence of ticks in New Hampshire and how much they've just spread like wildfire over the recent years, the last 10 years, and how this problem is not going away. It's getting worse. And so my mother and I felt very motivated to take action and research which natural essential oils could repel ticks effectively.
Let's take a step back before we get into that. So the CDC reports that in 2013, 90% of Lyme disease cases are reported in upper Midwest and northern eastern states. So that includes New Hampshire. And I'm sure everybody probably knows someone that's been impacted by Lyme disease, which, as everybody knows, is a serious inflammatory disease caused by the infected black-legged ticks. So we've all heard and we all know people that have had Lyme disease, and some people seem to get out of it okay. Other people have seemingly are debilitated for life. So why do you think, have you done research as to why there's seemingly an increase, or is it just more awareness? And because I also know that I'm way older than you, so long ago people maybe had it, but it wasn't diagnosed properly. So is it a combination of the ticks being spread, but also more awareness?
I believe that awareness is key in preventing tick bites and therefore preventing the incidence of Lyme disease and the co-infections. Preventative education is increasing, which is great, but the ticks are increasing in our areas. They seem to be spreading north. So we gather that this problem started in the Connecticut area, and the ticks seem to have been in pockets all over the United States, but we've noticed in New Hampshire that they have just exponentially boomed, and we're seeing that they are becoming a lot more prevalent up in Maine and Vermont as well. So these upper northeast states are just getting flooded, and why? I think that it's a combination of things. The ticks thrive off of their hosts, so they need a host for their life cycle. They need a bite, blood. They're like little vampires, and they would feed off of mice and deer and moose and mammals, dogs, humans.
Yep.
So we're just seeing that they have a lot of hosts to choose from, and they seem to be thriving in our area, and it's affecting us greatly.
So you mentioned Connecticut, so hence Lyme, Connecticut is named for the disease. So
yes.
Those of you in Lyme, New Hampshire, don't worry. It's Lyme, Connecticut, so that got it named after. So after the commercial break, we'll talk about how to remove a tick and some preventative measures. But tell us why it's, from your perspective, you thought it important to come up with organic ingredients, DEET-free and chemical-free. Mm-hmm. And tell us about that from Yaya Naturals.
Sure. So in my personal life, I live an organic lifestyle. I tend to avoid toxins and synthetic chemicals as much as possible. I just believe that our immune systems thrive better in with an all-natural regimen, whether it's cleaning products or food. I just try to keep it as clean as possible. So with that background, I just knew I wasn't going to be one of those people who sprays DEET and permethrin, and I don't like the thought of spraying those things on my loved ones as well. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I know there's many other people out there who share that same view, and the natural and organic crowd is growing, and it just seems to be that we as a culture are shifting towards products that are safe and non-toxic.
And that includes, of course, what we eat. We've had the Farm Stand folks on, Brian and Karen from Johnson Golden Harvest, and they make the same point in terms of eating it. Natural stuff. So where did you come up with the name Yaya, and where can we get your product?
Yeah, everyone asks that question. It's a great question. Yaya means Greek means grandmother in Greek, but that's not why we chose it, and I was very ignorant about that when we chose the name. So the name was my son's first word, my son David.
Ah, wow.
He was the reason why I started this company and why we were making Tick Ban in 2014, and he was our inspiration. So his first, you know, quote unquote word was yeah, yeah. And I was super excited about it. And it stuck in my head. And it just seemed like a very positive, you know, name for us. So we wanted to be known as all natural and to make a positive impact.
And you might have cornered the Greek Rim on the market, too.
In the meantime, in the process, we've become acquainted with a lot of Greeks.
There you go, because I do know a lot of yayas, and they're very loving grandmothers, so I'm sure they want to make sure that their grandsons or daughter has these naturals. So, and can you pick this up at the prescription center or online? How does that work?
We sell it at the prescription center, yes. We sell it a host of places all over New Hampshire and New England. You can pick it up online on our website, but we do love supporting our local retailers. It's at Sandy's Pet Food Store. It's at the Concord Food Co-op. It's at Granite State Naturals. I'd love to get a shout out to all of them, each and every store, but those are the ones that come to mind right now.
And I agree with you. We've got to find that balance between, you know, shopping locally and everybody getting things on Amazon, but it's probably the reality. So what is your website if someone wanted to pick up one of your products online?
Sure. It's yayaorganics.com, and it's just like it sounds, Y-A-Y-A, organics.com.
So after the commercial break, we'll talk about some how to remove a tick and some preventative measures because, again, according to the Center for Disease Control, Lyme disease is the number one vector-borne illness in America, and it particularly predominates in the Northeast. We'll return after commercial break with Rebecca O'Connor, who is the owner and co-founder and chief creative officer of Yaya Organics. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. And again, big shout out to all my running friends who ran in the Millennium Running Series over last weekend, the 24th and 25th, the St. Patrick's Day half marathon, and then followed up by the next day, Sunday, the 25th, the 2-miler. And to give everybody a heads up, today is the first day of the Gilmington Race Series, Capital Air Race Series at Gilmington, so that's Saturday, March 31st. Reds Road Race, one of my favorites, is coming up on Sunday, April 8th. And I also want to give a big shout-out to Brandon, who was the head director of the Winter Wild Series, and I really enjoyed that series. And those of you that made your way during the beginning of the snowstorm for the book signing at Gibson's, I really appreciate the fact that you came and also supported, you know, local bookstore. Gibson's does a great job. But this weekend with me is Rebecca O'Connor, who is the co-founder, owner, and chief creative officer of Yaya Organics. And Rebecca, thank you again for joining me this weekend. I know you're quite busy. Let's start again with some specifics where we can get your Yaya products and also your website, and then we'll get into tick prevention.
Sure, absolutely. So thank you for having me on the show, Tom, and we're thrilled to be able to spread some tick prevention awareness. So I think that one of the biggest issues with ticks is just making sure that people dress properly and are aware of the problems, and that's the best thing that we can do right now to make sure that our family members and ourselves don't end up with a nasty thing like Lyme disease. So we can discuss some key prevention measures.
Sure, let's do that.
Okay. So what me and my family do at home, which works really well, is we like to wear light clothing outside. And that just helps people, helps us to be able to see the ticks. It's a really simple, practical thing, but it works really well. So if you're wearing dark clothes, the ticks are dark. They're black or brown. You're going to have a really hard time seeing them. So if you want to see them, wear light clothes.
So if you wear those tall white socks and you tuck your pants into your socks, now you may look like a goober, but but what would you rather, look like a goober
or get really cool.
Really cool?
Yeah.
I think
it's the look. I think people
look? Okay.
are going to catch on really quick. So the tall white socks and you tuck in your pants, and then the ticks aren't going to be able to crawl up your pants. So that's always good. You also want to apply a repellent that repels ticks really effectively. We talked about how Yaya Organics offers Tick Ban, which is made with essential oils, and that works really well. And also, it's good to be able to become familiar with identifying deer ticks versus dog or wood ticks.
So why don't you tell us the difference between deer ticks and dog wood ticks?
Sure. So I'm not an expert, but I can tell you that the deer ticks are incredibly small, and they can be as small as a little grain of sand. They're very dark, and they have a little design on their abdomen, right behind their head. And the dog ticks or the wood ticks are lighter in color. They're brown. They also have a little design on their back that's unique to them, but they're just generally bigger. You can see them easier. They're going to be found in the same areas, and you might just want to jump online and look at tick identification charts to see, because it's really a visual thing that you need to get familiar with. The deer ticks are the ones that carry Lyme disease. Those are the ones that we know for sure carry Lyme disease. So you want to make sure that you're really tuned in to what deer ticks look like.
Now, unfortunately, if you do get a tick bite, how do you remove it safely? I mean, I think as a mom or dad, we probably all have had to do that one one point. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's never my favorite thing to do, but we got to do it, right? So first you identify the tick. Then you want to safely remove the tick calmly. It's no good to panic. Just calmly get some tweezers or an appropriate tick-removing tool. They've got some handy little things, gadgets out these days. We use tweezers at home ourselves. And you want to get right at the head, as close to you as you possibly can, to where the tick has embedded its head, so that you're removing the entire tick's head. And that's about it. So you grab onto the tick's head with the tweezers, you very firmly and slowly yank it out, and then you want to deal with it properly. So you don't just want to throw it on the ground or throw it, you know, in the trash. It needs to be killed. And if you're convinced that this is a deer tick, or if it looks infected, you're going to want to keep it and maybe put it in a glass jar with some alcohol and then bring it to your doctor. If it's a dog tick and you're certain of that and there's no apparent infection, you can suffocate it with tape. They will die that way, so you get some tape and you just make sure it's covered on both sides and that the stickiness is sealing it right in there, and you make sure that it doesn't have any more air to breathe, and it's gonna suffocate in there. Pleasant topic.
Well, but it's the reality. This is really compelling, because as a mom, you couldn't ignore the tick problem, and you also understood the importance of natural repellents versus synthetic, and so you developed a tick ban, that tick repellent that's all natural. So how did you come up with that? And again, tell us where we can find this locally.
Sure, absolutely. So me and my mom came up with the formula ourselves in 2014 when my son was just starting to explore outside in the grass. We really just wanted David, my son, and for ourselves as well, to be able to reclaim the outdoors and just enjoy the sunshine, the grass, the beauty of New Hampshire. We were feeling like it was pretty stressful just to go for a hike in the backwoods, one of our favorite things to do. So this, we were highly motivated to create an all-natural and organic tick repellent. We did have our product certified organic for the first season, and since then, unfortunately, the EPA has been ruling that there's no such thing as an organic repellent and has made us take the word organic off of our off of our product, but we are safe and natural with some organic ingredients now. So this is the best tick repellent that we could come up with, and we're very proud of our product. We know it works. We've got incredible testimonials on our website and on Amazon. And
first-hand experience, I
first-hand
bet.
First-hand experience.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to be using it because near my house is a field, and it seems to be filled with ticks. So tell us again the local stores if where we can buy this.
Sure. So it's available at Granite State Naturals, the Concord Food Co-op, on Main Street. Sandy's Pet Store has it, the Prescription Center in Concord. Those are a handful of places that carry it.
Awesome. And you can get it online as well?
Online at our website. Yep. We prefer that you shop on our website over Amazon, to be truthful, but it is on Amazon as well. Tick Ban is available in two sizes. We have it in the 4-ounce size, which is what I'm holding here right now. It's good for travel. It's good for personal. If you have a family or a dog, you're going to want the 16-ounce size, and that's because it's almost half price per ounce. It's the same full-strength formula, but it has an all-position sprayer, and it's just going to last you a lot longer during tick season.
So entrepreneur, so to speak, what have you learned in that process?
Oh, that's a really good question. I've enjoyed the process. I think believing in the product has brought us where we are today. I could not sell something that I thought was phony or that was just a gimmick. I am 100% behind what I do and why I do it. And I just love filling a practical need. So I saw that there were, a lot of threats of ticks and Lyme disease out there, and I wanted to do something about it. I didn't set out to be an entrepreneur, but managing the business, has become just a part of my life and a joy, because we know that we're helping people. So I'm the creative director. I get the fun jobs. My mom is the accountant. She deals with
the numbers.
A lot of the numbers. So I'm very blessed in that I get to design the packaging. I get to do product formulation.
And it is very beautiful. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
The packaging. And your mom understands no money, no mission, I'm sure, being the numbers person. But what you described is that, I feel the same about my job as kind of a leader of oral health, the importance of oral health. I mean, we obviously have to make money to spread the oral health coverage, but you can't have good overall health without good oral health. So I love coming to work, and I'm sure you love coming to work because you're doing a service because of the prevalence of this, the tick problem and the potential very adversarial situation of if you ever get Lyme disease. So you must love to get up in the morning and conquer the world.
Well, we've been very blessed with our ability to reach people and make a difference in people's lives. And our motto is positively pure, and we love to make a positive impact. So we pay it forward, and we donate 10% of our profits.
Awesome. Wow. That's terrific.
To Lyme research. Yeah. Yeah.
So Yaya Organics, LLC. Thank you, Rebecca O'Connor. I also want to thank the last 2 weeks. We've had two great guests, Mike Ramshaw from the Fisher Cats. That season's starting up, and Justice John Broderick, who now works at Dartmouth Hitchcock and helped me put together the mental health conference. So Rebecca O'Connor, co-founder, owner, and chief creative director of Yaya Organics, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you so much, Tom.